One main thing is to say, let's pursue busyness. Let's hire X percent more salespeople to go bang on doors. Let's do X percent more telemarketing calls. Let's do X percent more catalog drops from airplanes. Let's do X percent more contacting of new, fresh customers. We need new customers. And then if we get Y percent more new accounts, they're going to give us Z percent more orders. And then everything's going to be good, because if that sales grows, the margin grows, and we all need to be a little busier anyway, so some of that margin will flow to the bottom line, and we'll have economies of scale. So that's been an old belief, but when we look at the cost of sort of math, we realize, oh, actually, as we do that in a mature world where things are consolidating and minnows are dying, it's an increasing or decreasing return to increasing losses proposition. From a business economics viewpoint. And over the years, we've accumulated a lot of very loyal, book price, self-employed minnows. Let me unpack that. I'd be loyal if you gave me more service cost value than you charged me for it. If I were a retired person and I could get on a bus and go an hour and a half to a casino and hang out at the casino for 3 hours and take the activity bus back to the nursing home, and I came in with a roll of $10 to make me last while I'm there, and I picked a casino, you know, your casino, because you give me free drinks and a free meal, I'd love it. Of course, if you did the math, you'd say, wait a minute, I'm getting the Ted guy's $10 over 3 hours, and he's eating me out of house and home for a $30 bar tab and food. Well, that's, you know, but we're, by the same token, if the drug lord came in and wants to drop a couple million dollars and spend all kinds of money on his entourage, they come in and all they get is the casino slots and a free drink and a free buffet. They're going to go to the guy who courts whales and you know, puts them up in penthouse suites and everything else and gives them special gambling rooms, et cetera. So they've segmented the customers, and they service them differently, as opposed to, let's just treat everybody the same. So even though they're loyal and we're charging quote book price, we don't realize that on a value exchange equation, it's a loser. Now I keep putting self-employed minnows, and I want to make a difference between self-employed and an entrepreneur. I see an entrepreneur as somebody who's got a vision, they've got ambition, they're asking new good questions, they're innovating, trying new stuff, and they're trying to work on the business machine, the company they have. They're made an ever better machine to make it, you know, find some niche, nail it, scale it, you know, and make sure that it's throwing off real good free cash flow, all that kind of stuff. A self-employed person is just, they couldn't get employed by somebody else, they just started their own business and they just do what they do working in the business. And if they leave, they are the business. They really don't have anything to sell at the end of their story. And really a great majority of small businesses are just that. Now, if we look at all these little customers in our old-fashioned service model, we're really doing a lot like the old mom-and-pop gas station, the old mom-and-pop grocery store, as far as all these people-intensive service activities we're doing for them. And I have to ask, what happened to the grocery store? They lost out to the bigger scale place where people go out there and have their own grocery carts and do their own picking and so forth. The mom-and-pop gas station lost, you know, first it was do-it-yourself pumping, they got rid of all the automotive, because that became so exotic and specialized per brand, it's gone back to the dealers, et cetera. So, you know, when we look at these minnows, how are we going to spin them out and reservice them? And we've got two choices. We could say, well, actually what we're going to do is we're going to, you know, unbundle delivery and charge a freight charge with a profit, operating profit margin built into the freight charge. We're going to make money on our trucking delivery stuff. We're going to make money on the order, so we've got to raise prices, do some things. Well, this is going to be a different value prop, and a lot of them are all going to whine and complain. I wouldn't, you know, I'm entitled. I don't want to give them my free drinks at the casino type of thing. But they may not have a Bexnes alternative, so they actually, a lot of them stay. But over time, they're going to generally sort of keep dying or, you know, drifting away. So Although we make money on them over time, it's a harvest strategy. Long term, this is not our future. If you're dedicated to a big honking warehouse and you want outside salespeople to go to market, then you're going to have to focus on the 20% of the customers that are 80% of the spend volume. And you're going to have to go out there and have supply chain math solutions and vocabulary in your quiver, because some of your best, biggest progressive customers want to move that way. They want to consolidate their vendors, and they should be keeping you as opposed to getting rid of you, type of thing. Now, you might say alternatively, well, wait a minute, what if I opened up another satellite branch over in a four-lane commercial highway like a Fastenal store? And I call that a wholesale model. It's not retail space at the mall that's quite expensive lease. It's not your lease in the dirtball part of town where you have big honking metal buildings and no traffic. It's something in between. But knock off the Fastenal model, which is, you know, do a few parking spaces in front, they come in, help themselves, they pay cash or credit card. The guy that runs the cash register doesn't really know much about any of the products, because they got too many products anymore to know anything about it. And the margin percents were running 57-58%. So but for that to work, you've got to get three times the minnows you currently have. And that's why you need to be over in a place where you can see, and that becomes a whole other game. And the truth of the matter is, the wholesale market is quite tricked out. I mean, lots and lots of people have gotten into that space. Or the second major option is to grow gross margin dollars per line and per order, and keep the same number of people. And the way we're going to do that is the same concepts I've been iterating over and over again. We're hyper-focused on our most profitable niches. We're going to pick the 555 in those niches and take them to the next level. We're going to look at the SKU whale curve, and we're going to beef the super profit ones and figure out how to bundle, supply, you know, customized spice, you know, rack, et cetera, blend of solutions to get more consolidation with the little popular picks. And we're going to basically go out and become buy-sell process tuners. We're going to take all of our buy-sell processes and looking at the detail of the math, figure out how to help that customer tune their buying efficiency effectiveness up, which is a happy byproduct, gives us more share of the customer, larger margin dollar per line per order, so forth.